Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis. I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, and I am so glad to be back. I have been gone for the last 30 days. I've been on sabbatical, and our church has been on sabbatical as well. But Sheila Coley, our president of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, she has done a great job of encouraging you for the last 30 days and also giving you lots of financial and information that's well needed. And I thank her so much for helping me out and taking care of that for the last 30 days. There were things that I needed to take care of and wanted to do a little bit of meditation and just letting God work with me and giving me what He wants me to do going forward. And I must say He has spoken to me, and pretty much I am going to try to continue to be obedient and do His will. I hope that you so far have had a wonderful summer. The summer is almost over. Can't believe that, how time is flying by. It's August already. And some kids have gone back to school, and there's some starting next week as well. And college kids going back to the universities. It is amazing how the time is flying. It's not stopping. The time is not stopping for you. So whatever there is for you to do and you're trying to accomplish, you need to get stepping and get to it, because before you know, the time will be gone. So that's how fast time is just flying by. But all is well. I am going to start off before our message tonight just to say that also I have been working on our trip to the Holy Land Experience in Orlando. We are going there on September 14, 15, and 16. And we hope that you can join us. If you haven't paid your money in full, it is due by August 15th. And hope that you would be able to join us. If you haven't had an opportunity to think about it, I hope that you will, because there's plenty of space on the bus for you to come and join us and enjoy this wonderful trip to the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida. And also, the night before we go off to Orlando, we're going to have our 9th anniversary. Would you believe the ministry has been in business for 9 years? And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Now, many of you have been with us a little bit longer than 3 years. Some of you a little bit less, but you can stay with us until, because there's a place for you in our ministry. Because once we have restored your heart, we want you to reach back and restore someone else's heart. That's the way God works. He wants us to help Him, encouraging each other, getting us through all of these difficulties that we all are going through, and also our losses. But I also want to read our scripture that reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That means you are special to God. God wants to take care of you and your children. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. So just know that whatever you may be going through, God loves you. Well, tonight we are going to talk about trust. You know that song I said, trust and obey? Yes, we're going to talk about trust tonight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:5. This past summer, beginning with June, July, and still August, our pastor wanted us to, our pastor, which is Dr. William E. Flippin, Jr. of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, wanted, well, still do, because we are still in Proverbs. We've been reading Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 verses, chapters. So we, every day of each month, every day, like the today is the 7th, I think. Let me look at it. Yes, the 7th. That means you will read Proverbs 7 chapter. So we have done this. This is going on the third month. And he said by the end of this this month, we should have a lot of understanding and wisdom, because Proverbs gives you a lot of understanding and wisdom and how you should live, how you should treat your neighbor, how you should think, how you should talk. It tells you how to walk in the walk that God wants us to. So try, you still have time. It's just the beginning of August. So try reading that chapter of each day for the until the end of the month, and you will be, you will feel a difference, and you will be given insight of how. Now, one thing of some of these passages, it's a little confusing, so you might want to get an international version. If you have a children's Bible, read that also, because it makes it very clear. But going back to our topic tonight, trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Because if you trust in him with all your heart, he'll make it very clear to you. You don't have to even think about it. You ask him, and he will definitely give you the understanding that you need. He has given me a lot of understanding and wisdom throughout the years, but I feel that in the last 30 days when I've been in sabbatical, I feel that I have received a lot of understanding and things that I need to do, take and take care of, because like I said, just like I say, time is not stopping. So let me go over a few things about trust, God's purpose, and there's a scripture from Daniel chapter. I heard, but I did not understand, so I asked my Lord, what will the outcome of this be? That's Daniel 12, chapter 8, verse. We often find it difficult to understand God's purpose in our lives. We are confused by events. We try to discover a reason for what has happened and what is happening, especially when things go wrong. Your vision of the future fades and your faith wavers. Yes, sometimes things happen in our life and our faith gets weakened. But we need to hold on to our faith, because God is there with us. And he will allow you, he will let you know how much that you can trust him and depend on the things that are in the midst of you during that time. The core of a strong faith depends on your ability to trust God completely, no matter what the situation is. The true test of faith comes when things turn against you, when you are tempted to question God. Have you done that lately? When you, in your distress, sees no purpose for your terrible situation. When you study the life of Jesus Christ, you will be impressed by his unshakable and conditional trust to God. Even in his darkest moment, his faith was strong enough to enable him to fulfill the will of his Father. And you know what Jesus went through. So he had to have a lot of faith in God to go through what he did when he went to the cross. If you walk hand in hand with God and draw your strength from him, you will develop the ability to trust him in all your circumstances. It's not always easy, but you have to work towards it each and every day. Just like a baby, give an example. When a baby starts walking, he will hold on to a table, a chair, because he's afraid to make that first step. But when he turns loose and make that first step, oh, you can't stop him. He's into everything. He or she's into everything. You have to take baby steps in the things that when you have doubt. And that's what God wants you to do. And just each day become more stronger and stronger in your walk. If you walk hand in hand with God and draw your strength from him, you will develop the ability to trust him in all circumstances. The grace of God will enable you to deal with every situation in life because you know that Christ cares for you and he will work everything together for your good. Now, I know you say, how can I see good in this? How can I see good in my husband passing away? How can I see good in this? And I know you have had that question. And why now? Why? Why? Nothing but whys. But you can see good in this. I was able to see good in my loss when my husband passed. I saw it later. I didn't see it right away. It took some time before God reveals the good in my situation. Well, this ministry has been in existence for 9 years, and I have encouraged over 100 widows and counting. That purpose, that's the good in my loss. Even though I didn't understand it and didn't want it to happen, why did I have to be his servant in this way? But I kept on trusting and believing, and he finally showed me the good in it. And I must say, today after 9 years, I enjoy encouraging others, to helping others get through what God got me through, to let you know that he's still there in spite of the storm, the things that you might be going to, the loneliness that you might be going to, whatever, that you can trust that word, T-R-U-S-T. Trust him. Trust him, because he will be there for you. And to place confidence in trust and trusting God, you must have confidence in God and trusting him. Trust in God can only be effective if we find ourselves able to stand. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's coming from Psalm 27:1. Like never before, people, we all become worried and anxious about the future holds for us and our children. It is essential for thinking that thinking people to have a spiritual foundation on which they can base their hope and expectation. Unless you have a positive trust in a power greater than you, the future will be filled with uncertainties. And you don't want uncertainties in your life. So that's why God wants you to trust. Trust in him. Faith in God must be intimate and personal if it is to give you hope for the future. He wants to become very close to you, as close as your husband was to you. He wants to lay next to you. He wants to hug you. He wants to give you that feeling of someone there to protect you at all times. He wants to replace those things, those feelings that you had for your husband. He wants you to know that he can be that person for you, that comforter, that provider, that lover. The omnipresent Creator, God, has not abandoned his world or you at any time. His master plan for humankind will still be carried out. This is the truth that Christ brings to a despairing world. If you place your trust in him, you will meet the future with peace and sincerity that will also inspire trust in those who surround you. It takes time to build that trust, but you must give him an opportunity to do so. You'll be blessed if you trust in the Lord. God will not withhold his gift of grace from those who are obedient to him. Obedient to him, allowing him to trust, for you to trust him and let him show you the things that he can do for you. God is passionate and provides all our needs. Often we are envious of other people's good relationship, good fortune, their bright future perspective, their outcome. We too quickly forget that these things do not necessarily bring happiness. Only a good relationship with God can bring us eternal joy. In the palms of faith, the temple choir sings, "No good thing does he withhold from those whom walk is blameless." Things so well for those who trust in the Lord, without a doubt. So praise the Lord for the blessing that he pours out in his obedient children, grace and protection, favor, joy, and honor. Do not give up on our Lord. You can trust him with all your heart and your mind and your soul. Ask him to give you that unshakable trust that you need to get through each and every day. You can. I've tried it, and it works. Nevertheless, you must be patient, because you cannot hurry God, prescribe to him. He does things in his own perfect time and way. And you should know that by now, because I know we've been praying about some things that haven't happened, but he has his own time to do it. Even if you find your present difficulty confusing, believe that God sees the big picture of your life. You may see the small one, but he sees the big one. He sees everything. He is all-knowing and all-seeing. To develop an unshakable trust in his promise and abide obediently by his judgment. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you to wait patiently on the Lord. Then, with childlike trust, you can leave everything in God's hands. God's unchangeable hands. God wants you to experience only what is best and the most beneficial. You should continue believing and trusting steadfastly. They who stand steadfast in affliction receive God's most precious gift from his treasure, house of mercy. So don't you want to wait and get your precious gift and trust in him? Yes, lay it down. Lay your burdens down, lay your troubles down, and trust in him. There's a new song out by Troy Sneeze, and the name of it is Lay It Down. He promised he will be there for you. He just wants you to lay it down. Lay all your troubles down. Lay all your worries down, all your questions, because he will get you through each and every situation. Sometimes it seems that things never stop. Sometimes it gets to a point where you're having car trouble. The next day you're having maybe a water heater problem. The next time you're having children problems. You're having health problems. You seem like it goes on and on and on. But don't give up. Keep trusting. He'll make your way clear, and you'll be able to see him. But the other thing that is important, to meditate on his word and ask him to speak to you. And he doesn't always speak to you in his own words. He finds people to come to you and say something. He'll put a message in your pastor's sermon. You'll pick up a Bible and turn a page and read a passage, and there it is. All these different ways that God lets you know that you can trust him. He's there for you. He has his way to give you understanding. But you must clear your mind of these negative things and meditate on him. Chew on his word and ask him for understanding and wisdom, so when things come your way, you can understand the situation better. Trust, that word trust, is so important. You must give him an opportunity to let you understand what you're going through now. It's only temporary. He will be there. He wants you to lay it down. Lay your troubles down to him, your burden. And he will get you through. He will let you see the way through that tunnel that is so dark. Because as you keep walking, you're going to start seeing a light. You might not see all the light immediately, but you keep on walking and trusting and looking for that light. He will give it to you. And each and every day, it'll get brighter and brighter and brighter. That's the way he works. That's the way he works with me. Sometimes I get tired of things that are happening that isn't around me, but I got to think of all the good things, all the blessings that he has helped me all these years with my children. My kids were babies when my husband passed. Now my daughter, she's married. She's almost been married, married for almost 2 years in October. She married a nice young man. He's a minister in the gospel. He has a very good job and caring, and now they're having a baby. She's 7 months pregnant. She has a master's degree. My son, has one more year before he gets his degree, his undergraduate. But it's the thing, and the things that God continues to be there for and protect them through different things that they may be going through. That's how he's getting you through these things. Not just you, it's about your family, your surroundings. He helps you through all of these situations. Yes, we have those pity party moments where, you know, I want my husband back. I'm so lonely. I miss him. I miss this and that. Yes, I have had those days. But let me tell you, my husband has been gone for 21 years. And I can tell you that I started trusting in him. And he has shown me that he will never leave me or forsake me. 21 years. He's provided for me and my children, and he has not stopped. He's still doing the same thing. So that's why I have to see the good in this. That was the good. Because I know now some of you saying, what good can I see in my husband gone? I can see the good that he has done for me and my children. That's proof. That is proof that I can trust my Lord. I can lay it down because he has shown me the way and still doing it. I've gone through some ups and downs. There's been more ups than downs than down. And I'm going to continue to trust in him because he has shown me proof through this 21 years that I have had to raise these two children alone. Some of my friends say, you've done better than most people with a husband and a wife still alive. But you know one thing? I give all the glory to God. I never take credit. Even though I had a lot to do with it, but God instilled the understanding and wisdom in me to do those things, to help me to raise my children, provide for my children. And yes, I am very proud of them. They're good kids. I am very blessed. But it hasn't always been easy. I've had those moments where I've had those pity party moments, and sometimes I still do. We are human. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have those moments. But just for a short time, get out of it and start praying and believing in God, because he will get you through each and every moment. And the world that we're living in, it's scary. The things that are around us, we got to be very prayerful and hopeful, trusting God and knowing that God is going to protect you and your children through all of these things that are happening. Because let me tell you, the things that I've been hearing lately, I said, I've never heard them before. The things that are happening, the things that people are doing, you got to be very prayerful and trusting God to help you through all these different things that the world, this evilness, thoughtless, selfish people that are in there. But a lot of good people out there, but the ones that are not, you got to be ask God to protect us from our enemies. Just like I mentioned, Psalm 27, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Yes, we got to say those things. We got to pray. Ask God not to have, we have to have a little fear because we need to be conscious of our surroundings in order to be able to, we got to protect ourselves, you know. God will protect you, but you can also, in Proverbs there, where you can be a fool, you know, it's not that you ask him to give you understanding and wisdom to make the good choices. And also, he protects us. Sometimes we are going someplace, he'll stop us from getting there on time because he's protecting us from an accident or something of that nature. But anyway, the time is all is about up. I hope that you enjoyed this inspirational vitamin tonight. I want to go out this week and trust God just a little bit more than you trust him this week. And just ask them for understanding and wisdom when you pray. I hope that you will have a wonderful week. I pray that God will give you the comfort of his love and help you to trust him more than you did this week. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week. The same time. I guess same place, too. But isn't it wonderful as you can be in your pajamas and still hear the word? And now you can go and go to bed, have a sleep. I'm going to get ready because I have to start out early tomorrow to work. So be blessed and talk with you soon.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Say it.